Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant.
We worship you, Jesus. We exalt you tonight because you are doing a great thing in our lives. We thank you tonight because you are changing our destiny. We thank you tonight because you are giving us testimony. We thank you tonight because none of us that came here tonight shall return empty-handed. We bless your holy name, O God. Be thou exalted, O God. In Jesus' mighty name we worship. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want us to be seated for a while. Tonight the Lord is going to do a great thing in the life of someone. I am very, very sure. Hallelujah. I am very, very sure that tonight, someone in this place, the Lord will do a great thing in his or her life. In the name of Jesus Christ. You know, God's will for us is increase. For you to experience increase in your life is God's will for you. And tonight, God's power is in the house to bring increase to our lives. And how I know that God's power is here tonight is because God's will travels in the directions of His will. When we talk about the will of God, the power of God is always available to make it happen. Hallelujah. In Romans chapter 1 verse 16, the Bible says there, Paul speaking, he said, I am not ashamed of the gospel, to preach the gospel, because it is the power of God to salvation. What that means is that if I want men to be saved right now, I will preach salvation. And the power of God will move towards that direction. And people will be saved. Because tonight we want increase in our lives, which God has been speaking to us. As we are going to be praying tonight for increase, God's power will move towards direction to bring increase to our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ. So tonight, get ready, because I'm very excited in my spirit because of what God is going to do for us. In the name of Jesus Christ. Genesis 1 verse 28. And God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over every living thing that moves on the earth. God said it before and He said it now. Hallelujah. So tonight we are going to be praying. You will rise on your feet. If you cannot stand, make sure whatever posture you are taking, you are talking to God, you are praying. Hallelujah. And as we pray tonight, God will bring increase into our lives in the name of Jesus. God is going to increase us in every side in the name of Jesus. May we rise on our feet tonight. Two biblical examples of those who experience increase. One of them is Jabez. 1 Chronicles chapter 4 verse 9 to 10. 1 Chronicles chapter 4 verse 9 to 10. 1 Chronicles chapter 4 verse 9 to 10. Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bore him in pain. Can you give me? I prefer King James. He said, because she gave birth to him, she bore him in sorrow. This man is a man of honorable. He's an honorable man. A man of integrity and respect. But he had an issue in his life. And that is that sorrow followed him. Anywhere he goes, sorrow followed him. We are going to be praying tonight. Whatever is a hindrance to our increase, whatever follow us from our families, follow us from our father's house, follow us from our mother's house, and has hindered us from entering into our increase, let the power of God tonight remove it from our life in the name of Jesus. I want you to open your mouth tonight. Anything that followed me from my father's house, anything that gives me false identity, anything that stopped me from experiencing increase in my life, let the power of God tonight remove it out of my life. Let the power of God tonight remove it out of my life. Anything that places limits on my life, anything that is following me around, that place limit on my life, anything that do not allow me to move forward from my father's house, from my mother's house, from my lineage, tonight let them be broken. Tonight let them be broken. Tonight let them be destroyed. Tonight let them be broken. Jabez is an honorable man, better than his brothers. Yet, because of sorrow, he couldn't go forward. Sorrow placed a limitation on his life. Anything that placed limit on my life, anything that placed limit on my life, anything that say I cannot move further, anything that place limit on my life, let them be uprooted tonight. Let them be uprooted tonight. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. I stand on this altar by the authority of the Almighty. I stand under spiritual authority and jurisdiction. I declare tonight that anything that places limit on your life, anything that says you cannot go forward, I remove it right now in the name of Jesus. Any embargo placed on your life, anything that follows you around that says you can't move forward, I stand with authority by the power in the name of Jesus. Let them be uprooted. Let them be destroyed. In the name of Jesus, I place honor upon you today. In the name of Jesus, I say you are moving forward. In the name of Jesus, in increase has come upon you tonight. In the name of Jesus. Another man is Jacob. Genesis 32, verse 26. Jacob was a blessed man. He received the impartations of God's blessings. He was working for a man, his uncle. He said, and he said, let me go. For day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. You know, by this time he had left Laban's house with abundance. He left his uncle's house with plenty. But yet the man needed an increase. He needed an increase. I don't know what level you are at the moment. But I want to say to you, whatever you have now, wherever you are now, cannot be compared to where God expected you to be. I break the power of mediocrity over everyone's life in the name of Jesus. Everything that tells you, oh, I've had enough, I've arrived, that spirit, I kill it tonight. In the name of Jesus. You are going to wrestle with God tonight. Because it is His will, it is the will of God that you should experience increase. There is a next level to whatever you have. There is a next level to whatever you have. Jacob said, the angel said, let me go. But the spirit of increase that is in Jacob said, no, I can't go. You can't go until you bless me. Can you say, Father, tonight, I will not go home the same way I came. Until you bless me. I will not leave this place tonight. Until you bless me. With the blessing of increase. Until you bless me. With the blessing of increase. Until you bless me. With the blessing of increase. Father, I'm not leaving here tonight. Until you bless me with the blessing of increase, oh God. Rekaterebo sheke baradaha. I am not living tonight, oh God. I am not living here tonight, oh God. Until you bless me with the blessing of increase, oh God. Bless me with the blessing of increase, oh God. Bless me with the blessing of increase, oh God. Bless me with the blessing of increase, oh God. I am not living, Lord. Bless me with a blessing of increase. Bless me with a blessing of increase. The blessing of increase is here tonight. The blessing of increase is here tonight. That is a blessing of increase. Angels of increase are here. That is a blessing of increase for someone tonight. The blessing of increase. The blessing of increase. Angels of increase is here. Rekaya kabara haya haya. Izeke teke rakaya kata kata. Mazuke teke prata sheke bataya. In the name of Jesus, I declare tonight, by the mantle of the Almighty, everyone here tonight, I declare, receive the blessing of increase in the name of Jesus. In your career, in your finances, marriages, in your businesses, in your endeavors, whatever you do, I declare the blessing of increase in the name of Jesus. And I declare you will not live here until the blessing follow you, until the blessing break upon you, in the name of Jesus.
Genesis 27 verse 27,
Jacob is a blessed man. He left his father with this blessing. Look at the blessing that his father pronounced upon him. And he came near. That was when he brought the Benizzah to him. And he came near and kissed him. And he smelled the smell of his raiment. And blessed him and said, see, the smell of my son is as the smell of a field which the Lord has blessed. Move on. 28. Therefore God give thee of the dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth and plenty of corn and wine. Move back to 27. I am going to pronounce that blessing upon you right now. I stand under spiritual authority and jurisdiction by the calling of God on my head. I declare upon you today, I declare upon you today that your smell shall be the smell of the one whom the Lord has blessed. In the name of Jesus, your smell shall be the smell of the Son of God. As you move out, as you go out your endeavors, the smell of the field shall be upon you. We shall be the one whom the Lord has blessed. In the name of Jesus. Verse 28. May the Lord give unto you the dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth and the plenty of corn and wine. And so shall it be. In the name of Jesus, I move you to your increase by this declaration. In the name of Jesus, you will not lack again. You will not beg again. In the name of Jesus, your account is fat. In the name of Jesus. Do you know what it meant to smell? The smelling of the Lord. That is an honor, an aroma, the fragrance of favor. You don't have to labor to get everything. You don't have to labor to enter into something. If you have to labor like every other person, what advantage do you have as the Son of God? By the authority upon my head, I declare today an end to every struggle in your life in the name of Jesus. When you are good. Thank you, mighty Father. Genesis 30, verse 30, 31. Genesis 30, verse 31. Jacob had worked for his uncle. for some time. Even the uncle recognized that he had been blessed so much because of Jacob. But yet, Jacob didn't have anything of his own. You may have been working. You may have been laboring for years. You have been working for someone. It may be for yourself. But look at what Jacob said. He said, and he said, what shall I give thee? After Jacob complained. And Jacob said, thou shalt not give me anything. If thou wilt do this thing for me, I will again feed and keep thy flock. I will still be your employee. 32. I will pass through all thy flock today, removing from tents all the speckled and spotted cattle, and all the brown cattle among the sheep, and the spotted and speckled among the goats, and of such shall be my hire. They have to enter into a terms of agreement for the first time. God stirred his spirit. Some of us, we need a stirring in our spirit to move to our increase. You have been laboring for too long. It is time to experience increase. In the name of Jesus Christ. Can you say, Father, I call upon you. In the name of Jesus. Cause your spirit to stir me up. To enter into my increase. Open my eyes. Stir my spirit. Stir my spirit. Stir my spirit. Open my eyes. Whatever you need to do. Whatever you need to know. That you may enter into your increase. Whatever you need to do. You have dwelled in that side for too long. You have dwelled on that side for too long. It is time to move to the other side. Stir my spirit, O God. And open my eyes. Stir my spirit. Oh, Father, stir up our spirit tonight. Open our eyes. Stir up our spirit and open our eyes. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Genesis 30, 37 now, 37. Divine idea came to him. And this is what Jacob did. And Jacob took him cords of green poplar, and of the haste, and chestnut tree, and built white threads in them. And made the white appear which was in the coast. Move on. And he set the roads which he had built before the flocks in the gutters in the watering trough. When the flocks came to drink, that they should conceive when they came to drink. God puts an idea on his head. Divine idea. That causes him to know what to do and how to enter into his increase. By the virtue of that, all that needed to come to him began to come to him. God has stirred your spirit tonight. Can you say, Lord, drop a divine idea into my life? Give me an idea that I may move in. Into my inheritance. Give me divine idea. I need a divine idea by the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Let divine idea drop into my heart. Let divine idea drop into my spirit. Let me know what to do. Let me know where to move. Zikerebosh. Zikerebosh. Thank you, Father. Move to 43. Look at his testimony now. 43. And the man increased exceedingly and had much cattle and made servants and men servants and camels and asses. He became a CEO of himself. He became an employer of labor. Tonight, I stand on this altar by the authority vested upon me. I declare right now that enter into your increase in the name of Jesus. May you increase exceedingly. May you have employees in the name of Jesus. May it be said of you that these are your employees. These are my investments. Branch here, branch there. In the name of Jesus. Your businesses are moving forward. By the name of Jesus Christ, you are moving forward in your career, in that job, in the name of Jesus. Do you know, sometimes even when God has tear our heart and we are doing some things, for us to enter into greater increase that God meant for us, we need strength. For you to experience tangible increase, you need to have inner strength. Look at what Proverbs 14 verse 4 says. It says, where no oxen are, the creek is clean, but much increase is by the strength of the ox. For the ox to be able to plow a large hectare of land, it requires strength. Do you know, for you to become a billionaire, you need to be strong here. Some of us, we couldn't move into greater things because our mind is narrow. That is the kind of strength I'm talking about. For you to achieve greater things, you need a large mind. Big ideas. But this is the prayer we're going to pray in Ephesians 3:16. Paul was praying that prayer for the church in Ephesus by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. He said that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. Then jump to verse 20. When the mind is strengthened, then you can see the ability, the capacity of God. He said, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. As you are asking and thinking tonight, he said, according to the power that works within us. This power is dunamis, force, power that is capable to do great things. Can you say, Father, by your spirit, strengthen me in the inner man. By your spirit, strengthen me in the inner man. Strengthen me, strengthen me. In the inner man. Strengthen me by your spirit. In the inner man. Give me mind. Give me capacity. Give me abilities. By the Spirit of God. Strengthen your God by your spirit in the inner man. Strengthen your God that I may be able to see exceeding abundantly that God can do. Give me capacity by your spirit. Strengthen my inner man by your spirit. Strengthen my inner man by your spirit. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. You see, what this passage is saying is this. That if you can see God having abilities to make you a millionaire now, it's possible. According to the power that worketh within you. If you believe that tonight, that job that you have been waiting for is granted, it will happen according to the power that worketh within you. If you believe right now that you are entering into that, your expectation is possible by the power that worketh within you. You can get that job today. It's possible, sir. That business can expand. It's possible. That capital that you have been waiting for, I tell you, it's possible. That school that you have been waiting for, that admission, that resources that you have been waiting for, I'm telling you, it's possible. That house that you want to build, that you have been waiting for resources, it's possible, sir. That land that you want to buy is possible. It's possible. It's possible. It's possible. According to the power that worketh within us. According to the power that worketh within us. That car is possible. That child that you're expecting is possible. It's possible. It's possible. It's possible. It's possible, I'm telling you. According to the power that works within us. God is giving you capacity tonight. God is empowering you tonight. God is giving you capacity. God is giving you ability tonight. God is giving you capacity in the spirit.
Thank
you, God. God is giving you empowerment tonight. The Spirit of God is empowering you. That is an empowerment ongoing right now. That is empowerment ongoing right now. God is giving you capacity. God is giving you ability tonight. You can trust God for anything. You can believe Him for anything. That job, you are getting it. That capital, that house you want to buy. That house you want to build. That land you want to buy. That car. That job, that contract. That quotation that you submitted, that contract that you are pursuing, you are getting it tonight. You are getting it tonight. You are getting it tonight. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name. Psalm 71 verse 20 to 21. It said, "Thou which hast showed me great and sore trouble, shall quicken me again." The Lord is quickening you again. In the name of Jesus. Before, you have no capacity to believe God for big things. But tonight, the Lord is strengthening you. The Lord is quickening you. The Lord is empowering you. In the name of Jesus. There was a time in my life that I was so weak in the mind by the reason of the circumstances I went through. I became so weak here. So I understand when someone cannot think about big things. I said, tonight, the Lord is quickening you in the name of Jesus. He said, shall quicken me again. And shall bring me up again from the depths of the earth. The Lord is bringing you up again in the name of Jesus. From the depths of the earth. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter the level you are now. Even if you are hopeless, I'm telling you tonight, God, the Lord is lifting you up from the depths of the earth in the name of Jesus. Verse 21. He said, thou shalt increase my greatness. The Lord shall increase your greatness. In the name of Jesus. He said, and comfort me on every side. That is by the increase that is coming upon you. You will be comforted. You will forget your sorrow. You will forget the tears, the things you went through. In the name of Jesus. The Lord shall increase you greatly. And comfort you on every side. In the name of Jesus. Psalm 115 from verse 13. He said, he will bless them that fear the Lord. Those that fear the Lord are the sons of God. I declare the blessing of the Lord upon you tonight. You are blessed in the name of Jesus. Both small and great that are here, the little ones among us, I declare that you are blessed in the name of Jesus. Both small and great in the name of Jesus. Verse 14. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children, in the name of Jesus. None of you shall be little, none of you shall be small, in the name of Jesus. Verse 15. I say, ye are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and the earth, in the name of Jesus. 16. The heaven, even the heavens are the Lord's, but the earth are given to the children of men. Hallelujah. See, we are not just here for a season and just to go to heaven. Are you hearing me? We are going to heaven. I'll be in heaven. But my portion on the earth, I must enjoy them. He said the earth has been given to the children of men. The earth has been given to you. So wherever you are right now, whatever you are doing, I move you to the possession of it as your own in the name of Jesus. Your offices, your place of work, in your businesses, that shop, that market, I move you to take over it in the name of Jesus. No man shall dominate you. No man shall subdue you. You will dominate. You will subdue. You will multiply. You will be fruitful. In the name of Jesus. So I declare upon you tonight that you will experience impact. In the name of Jesus. You will be a person of influence. A person of honor. A person whom the Lord has favored. In the name of Jesus. You are experiencing increase in your finances, in your career. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Father. 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 20. 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 20. If we must experience tangible increase in our lives, we will need also the help of men and angels. Is God doing all that? Are you hearing me? Now look at David. He said, and he went to Ziklag. He was running away from Saul. He said, as he went to Ziklag, fear fell to him of Manasseh, Adna, and all of that. Now move to 21. He said, and they helped David against the bands of the robbers, for they were almighty men of valor, and were captains of the host. Move on to 22. These are men of influence. Men who have the connections. Men who know who and who. They know the buttons to press. He said, for at that time, day by day, fear came to David to help him. Until it was a great host, like the host of God. This is a man that has been anointed to become a king, but yet he needs the help of men. Are you hearing me? That God is moving you to increase. He will need men on the earth to move you. Sometimes what you are looking for has left God's hand. He has moved it to men. He has moved it to angels. If you don't understand principle, you will miss it. Despite the fact that God has destined you to be great, you will be small. Can you say tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus, connect me to my helper. Man of influence. Man of value. Man of influence. To enter into my increase.
Il est comme la carte, il est bronze de la carte, il est comme 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 la carte
Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Let me tell you how this thing works. We must honor all men, irrespective of who they are. You may not like them, but you need them. You must walk in love. You must be kind. You must be humble. The answers have left God's hand. He has given to men to help you. But your attitude will push you away. That will not be your portion. In the name of Jesus. Tonight, by the power of God upon my life, by the Spirit of the Almighty, I connect you to your destiny helper. In the name of Jesus. Wherever they may be, in the four corners of this earth, I connect you to them. In the name of Jesus. You will not miss their help. In the name of Jesus. Do you know what you are looking for the past 20 years? Or what you could achieve for 20 years? One man can give it to you. You will not miss that person. In the name of Jesus. I said you will not miss your helper. In the name of Jesus. We need the helpers of angels. Their messenger. Angels partners with us. You see, I've enjoyed the ministry of angels a lot. There are times I will pray for certain needs. And I will pray, and an angel will walk into my dream. And they will drop me the thing. And the following day, or within the week, that which I prayed for came. Can you say, Father, in the name of Jesus, align myself with the angels, with the angels, with the ministry of angels, for my help, in the name of Jesus, align myself, by the ministry of angels, I receive every help. Every help given to angels, every help given to angels for me, I receive it. I receive it. They disguise themselves most times. The principle is the same. Honor all men. Walk in love. They disguise themselves. They may come as a brother in the church, a sister in the church, or even in your office. They could be real men, flesh and blood like we are. Honor all men. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I receive the help of angels. I receive help by the ministry of angels. In the name of Jesus, I declare to them, every angel assigned to help you, wherever you may be, May they look for you. In the name of Jesus. May they move your files in the offices. May they bring that contract to you. May they bring that money to you. May they bring that job for you. May they bring you that healing. May they bring you that deliverance. In the name of Jesus Christ. That land, that house, that car, may they bring it to you. In the name of Jesus. May they watch over every word, every declaration that has been declared today. To bring it to come to pass in your life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.